Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. The beginning of the new year, a new approach. Well, we have the same focus as we've had since I started doing this program 4 or 5 years ago, with new things to explore, the world of farming, the world of agriculture, the world of the food that you eat is changing, and I expect 2024 will not see any slowdown in that. As a matter of fact, I think there'll be more of a push to push you, the small family farmer, out of business in favor of big ag. So we'll do our best here to try to educate you as to what's going on in your world and give you ideas how we can make together your farm more successful. My idea is to give you ideas in order to make things better. I don't like to I have never, in any of the radio work I've done, have gone along with the trends or the tide. So I'm pushing against the world of big ag and big food with this program. And again, my aim is to help a lot of people like me who have small family farms that want to exist on our own without being told we have to get bigger or go out of business. That's not the solution to the problem. Meanwhile, we start the program, for those of you who are new, with several minutes aimed at some of the news from down on the family farm. Here's something, a bit of a warning, if you will. This is the story of an older farmer who was rescued after getting trapped inside a grain bin. This is from Henryville, Tennessee. Crews from various local fire departments responded. The information that came forth said that the victim, 70-year-old man, was with his sons at the time of the incident. He got stuck in the middle of a grain bin. Matter of fact, he was 90% entrapped in the corn when the crews arrived. Another 5 minutes and he would have been a goner. If you look at some of the photos from the rescue, the crews climbed to the top of the bin and used tools to create an opening for rescuers to climb down through to be able to wrap a strap around him and pull him out through the top of the grain bin. But if you look again at these images, wow, this is scary stuff. And yet those of us who have been around grain bins and silos, that is the upright silos, most of my earlier life, and I have 4 silos on my farm now that have, some of them have silage in them, some of them are empty, but I know the methane gas that's created by the sheer volume of the corn silage that's going in, that's dangerous and can overcome somebody. I know people who have been overcome and who have died and got buried in a silo being filled with silage. This is a corn crib, and so this is even more unstable because you can't, it's like quicksand. You can't get any traction in it. So anyway, a vacuum truck was used to remove corn from the bin so that they could at least get this guy out before the corn, well, they stopped obviously putting corn in, but as I said, it's like quicksand, you know that. So it was hard to get a hold of him, but he was saved. So that's the news from Tennessee on that front. I want to inform you or bring you up to date on some of the private companies that in the beginning of 2024 are looking to do things differently. A company called Virginia Beef is a pretty good example. I'd like to actually have them on this program so they can explain how their company works, how their business works. Few people that are involved in Virginia Beef, what they do is process about 150 cattle per week. A dozen or so of the area cattle farmers bring in a dozen or so cattle, all grass-fed beef. They've been around since 2018. They got a shot in the arm when one of the big grocery chains that found during the pandemic they didn't have any beef, they went to local farmers around the country. See, this is what we should focus on. This is what we should go after. The stories of people who started their business. This company started in 2018, but didn't get really going until 2020 with the advent of the pandemic and the beef shortages. And so these big grocery store chains conveniently became local. They all said, oh, we support local farmers. Well, they hadn't before this, but they did then. And to their credit, they still are in many circumstances. But now, in this instance, customers walk into the grocery store. They buy grass-fed, regionally sourced ground beef at about the same price as the current national average. In some circumstances, it's less. So you don't, you know, there. It has been rare to see regionally sourced meats on shelves at large chains. It's mostly the frozen stuff that's in the boxes, yada, yada, yada. But the director of the Niche Meat Processing Assistance Network, which is a nonprofit group that helps support small processors trying to market their product, et cetera, applying for grants. The beef that you see in most of the supermarkets travels thousands of miles before it gets to the grocery shelf. Same thing with the fruit and vegetables that you're buying in the grocery store. So this is the beef industry is $67 billion last year in America. And the big meatpacking companies, Tyson, Cargill, like that, they have control of 85% of the market as opposed to 25% in 1977. So they have plants that process many of them thousands of head of cattle a day. Imagine how gross that must be. Good God. Anyway, a word of support for companies like Virginia Beef, and if you're in an area where you may have three other, the dairy guys have done it. They've gotten together, four or five of them, various areas of the country. I know one in on the Massachusetts-Vermont border that have been very successful in pooling their milk, so they don't have to be in the pool, if you know what I mean. So these guys have more or less done the same thing. Quality of beef, much better. People are much happier with it. And so it's a win-win for everybody. The Virginia Beef Company, one of the companies that we will focus on in the future as we continue to tell these stories. I'm Doug Steffen with an invitation as we get into the new year. A lot of times during this time of the year, people have time on their farm, maybe unless you're a dairy person, but everybody needs to have some time off. So here's a way, if you have, let's say this weekend, you have some time to yourself, or next weekend you do, and you want to take a trip to Las Vegas, here's what you do. You call 800-419-3684 and line yourself up with the folks at the travel company that specializes in bringing people to Las Vegas. They have 15 or 20 different great hotels, up-class, first-class hotels, and you can take advantage of their good marketing, much as anything else. Yep, two nights available in Las Vegas. Actually, there are two nights available in other places, too. 800-419-3684, 3 days and two nights free in Las Vegas.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Back on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. The connection between farm to table growing as we get into the new year. I'm very interested in this sort of thing because I think it's a movement, again, going back to the pandemic, the way that we are connecting and continue to connect. I was just looking at some stats from the government of farm to table. And it looks to me like this, over the last year, has seen significant growth with farmers like you, like the people that we're trying to support with this program. And so I guess the best thing to do is to try to encourage, if you don't have a farm-to-table connection with your farm, then you ought to find one. Whether you're producing beef, whether it's veggies, whether it's fruit, whatever it is, most of the time I have found in my experience, in dairy as well, that if you go to a restaurant a restaurant would be the best example, or a hotel that has a restaurant, and you give them a reason, the price is the same as you pay from the wholesaler you're dealing with. This is fresher, it's something for you to promote. Most people running restaurants and hotels, if they're smart, will jump on this. So maybe that's part of what your marketing on your marketing plan for this year ought to be, is going to all the stores around, whether privately owned or public, you know, big corporate grocery stores, and get at it. Next item of interest on our news board, the number of U.S. farm acres owned by foreign entities. Good God. Up 8% this past year. What is the matter with us? What's the matter with our government? 44 million acres of land in America owned by foreign interests. The most problematic are the Chinese, but the issue of who owns American farmland, whether foreign ownership of farmland is a security risk, hello, duh, especially if the Chinese owned it. Foreign entities bought 4 million acres of land in Colorado, Alabama, and Michigan this past year. Canada is the largest foreign investor, 32% of all the acres, which much of it is in forest land in Maine. But China is the concern lawmakers have. They want to restrict foreign ownership of farms. And so what they want to do, the Chinese bought 350,000 acres again this past year of land. The pace of foreign farmland acquisitions has increased greatly. There are 3 million acres. The Chinese bought one-tenth of what was purchased by other countries. So the Chinese bought 300,000 acres. There were 3 million acres sold last year to other than American interests. That's dangerous. That's dumb. Why are we allowing it? Where are your legislators? Where are your senators? Are you talking to the governor of your state? This is not acceptable to the ag departments in your state to fix this problem. This is news and opinion together. This is a dangerous situation. We need to stop foreign involvement, and our especially agricultural holdings need not be in the hands of the Chinese especially. So that's the report on what was bought last year. This is the American Family Farmer.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The American family farmer, continuing now the focus on a farm that has a fabulous name. You know, people say, what's in a name? Well, in this case, Azure Farm, A-Z-U-R-E. Azure gives me that peaceful, easy feeling. Annette Thurman. Annette is from Azure Farm. How did you come up with that name? Why Azure Farm?
You know, I live in Georgia, and we've got some beautiful, sunny, cloudless days, and I think the meaning is of Azure is like a, you know, beautiful blue, kind of like a cloudless, sunny day. So we thought, you know, why not? We're going to go with that, and hopefully it brings you a feeling of, you know, happiness and things when you see what we do.
Are you a farm kid? Did you start out life on a farm?
Not at all. I kind of grew up suburb girl and didn't want to get messy and get my hands dirty, and it's funny how you can change your perspective, right?
That's for sure. Nothing wrong with getting your hands dirty either, is there? As an aside, one of the things that makes me as healthy as I am physically is the exposure. I have been on the farm all my life, and I think exposure to all kinds of bugaboos as I grew up have made my immune system very strong. So if you have children, you have a new child, right?
Yes, I totally agree. Yes, Ava, she's a year old, and I have her out there with me and exposed to all the things. So I think she'll grow up to be real healthy, I hope.
Yep. Well, you're being a farm mama is also, because you be farm to your baby, but also to animals. Describe the farm. What goes on your farm? We'll find out what makes it unique and why you're here.
Yeah, I mean, we started our farm. We wanted to get out of the city and kind of slow down and simplify and learn a little more about the land and growing our own food. So we kind of moved out here almost 4 years ago and just wanted to show others that, you know, country life isn't so bad. You know, I would have told you I could never live far away from the stores or, you know,
the mall
and all the restaurants and all the things. And, you know, it was an odd change at first. But now, you know, looking back, it's just like, oh, man, you know, I wish we would have done it sooner. There's been so many benefits to being out here. And we just want to show others that, you know, it can be a wonderful experience. And anyone can kind of do it in a way, you know, even if you don't have a lot of land. You can.
I'm not sure that I agree that it's for everyone, that anyone can do it, because I think
right.
There's some people who just don't get what goes on. But I think under the circumstances, what you're doing sort of underscores what the public wants. More and more and more we see it, I'm betting you do on your farm, the impact of not being able to find food in a grocery store is to figure out where does the food come from, duh. And how about we go direct to the source of the food? Have you found that to be true?
Oh, yeah. I think people are definitely now, with just everything going on, are just wondering, like, okay, how do we do things ourselves? And I think that's what I mean is, you know, not everyone is scaled to live on a farm, but I think, you know, everyone, if they want to, could learn how to grow something on their back porch or have, you know, a few pots of herbs or tomatoes or, you know, it's just something that is nice to learn and do and know where your food comes from. It's so important.
So how did you, are you self-taught? You're talking about we, I'm assuming you got a husband and some other family to work on the farm with you?
Yeah, it's my husband and I. We stay pretty busy doing everything. He doesn't have a background in it either, but he kind of became more passionate about learning about gardening and growing food and fruit trees and all those things. So he's kind of been the go-to for me when it comes to learning about the plants and how to grow things and what to do. We're still learning. We're new.
Azure Farm, AZURE FarmLife.com. Annette Thurman.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times national survey of pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, the president expressed optimism, stating that he wishes for everyone to recognize that the U.S. is in a better position than any country in the world to lead the world. The conflict between Israel and Hamas persisting in the Gaza Strip. An Israeli forces spokesperson has indicated that the military offensive in Gaza might extend through 2024 as their forces prepare for an extended period of combat. Southern California experienced a 4.1 magnitude earthquake just before 8:30 Monday morning. The U.S. Geological Survey stated that the epicenter was off the coast of Rancho Palos Verdes in Los Angeles County. John Schaefer, USA News.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Four past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffen. Good day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer. Yes, the American Family Farmer, continuing Azure Farm, A-Z-U-R-E, farmlife.com. Annette Thurman, one of the things that you do in addition to this, you're a nurse, so you must have seen firsthand as you practice nursing what happens to people when they don't get good food.
Oh, man, I don't think we as a society don't emphasize that enough. You know, there's enough doesn't go into how you can prevent from getting sick. You know, your lifestyle is such a big component when it comes to being healthy, and just eating right and doing things from the beginning can really change how, you know, your health is later on in life. So yeah, being a nurse is, you know, I see a lot of things for sure related to, you know, lifestyle.
All right. Now, one of the things, one of the things that are unique about your farm and you is what you write on your blog, your books, and the way that you're communicating with people. I think that's really very helpful. So we're going to get to that in a matter of moments. The online course teaching you how to raise chickens. I may have some input into that myself. So that's what we have. Well, there are all kinds of things. She's written some children's books as well. We'll talk about Annette Thurmond, who's here from Azure Farm website, azurefarmlife.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Continuing on now on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. The idea of having your own garden is something a lot of people have come up with this year, and that's pretty cool. I think there are lots of adjustments, lifestyle adjustments that are going on. People are curious about food back to where it came from because so few people now in America actually live on the farm or grow the food. And we oftentimes talk about plants and growing food. We don't talk about dairy, which is another very important aspect to our livelihoods. I'm not a meat eater, but it's part of the culture as well. So I want to know, and I say that having I'm encouraged about this book, How to Raise Chickens, because commercially the way chickens are raised is atrocious. It's an abomination. It's sickening. You can come up with any negative adjective to describe. I've been in these barns. Maybe you have too, Annette. Annette Thurmond is here with us from Azure Farm. way chickens are raised in these factory farm buildings, 30, 40, 50,000 at a time, and the way that they are fed and housed and slaughtered, it's just gross. So, and I, you know, I've been on the farm all my life, been around cows all my life. I don't slaughter my cows. I don't want that to be a part of what their life is, even though they don't know that's what's coming. But just to see, so I'm assuming that you eat chicken and you learned how to raise them. So what can we learn from this online course?
We actually don't eat. We're actually plant-based, so we actually don't eat our chickens.
So you're like me. I eat a little fish here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's crazy. But I still think there's so many benefits to having the chickens on the farm. And
oh, yeah.
A lot of people nowadays, like you said, it's like, you know, with food and not knowing where food is coming from and all of that, you know, chickens are great to have. And most people think it's complicated, and it doesn't have to be. So it's just a course that kind of gets you through raising them and having them for fun or for food. For us on our farm, they're for fun. They help with bug control, and they, you know, I sell their eggs.
I think one of the things that comes out of it is the connection to the system, the ecosystem, and understanding that chickens clean up the pasture if you have them out with the cows.
Right.
My chickens roam around during the daytime, not at night. We put them in the nighttime, but they're able to walk around. And the kids come to the farm. They see the calves, and they see the cows, and they see the chickens, and they kind of we try not to, you know, because little kids sometimes are afraid of that which they don't know. And part of what I want to do is teach them not to be afraid. But still, the rooster especially make a lot of noise running around the barnyard. The kids can be fairly intimidated by that. But it's kind of fun when you drive by, because that part of the farm is close to the road, and you hear the rooster going off, and, you know, it feels like, sounds like, with a rooster, it's a real farm.
It's so, a farm, right?
Yeah.
Well, I thought that too. Till we got our rooster, I didn't realize until we have one, and I thought, okay, now it feels like we're on a farm, you know?
Yeah.
It's that classic sound.
Right. Yeah, it is.
Farm sound.
And then the other side of it is that, do you have people come visit your farm as your farm?
We have. We're not, like, open to public, but it's, but people definitely come.
Yeah. Well, that's a great way of teaching the children. You know, you show them the cows are big, but they aren't going to hurt you, or the chickens, and learning how eggs, where they come from, the chickens and what they eat and all that good stuff. So it's a benefit for sure. All right. The online course, How to Raise Chickens, is available at Azure Farm. It's AzureFarmLife.com. How big is the land that you're using? How many acres? I think you said four. Did I hear you say four?
Yeah, it's about 5 acres. Yeah, 4 or 5 acres. So yeah, it's not a farm in terms of what some people consider a huge farm, but there's a lot you can do on even 1 acre of land. So we try to maximize our space and use it well.
Mm-hmm. Well, in terms of getting to understand what goes on, and did you read a lot of stuff? How did you immerse yourself? Because you and your husband didn't come from the farm. You decided you want to live that life, but, you know, you can't just buy a farm and, okay, here we go. There's got to be somebody that holds your hand or some way to learn.
Yeah, there was, you know, we had people that, farmers, and there was an older gentleman my husband was friends with that really helped us and gave us some insight. And the first thing, you know, he told us to do, which I'm glad we did, was he said to put in fruit trees.
Mm-hmm.
To be one of the first things we did, because they take, you know, a long time to get going and get established. So the first year we had basically raw land and no landscaping around our house and just dirt, but we put in fruit trees, and I'm glad for that, because now, you know, 4 years later, we've got our fruit trees going, and just little things you learn along the way. It's a lot to take on, but I think the main thing is to take one project at a time and start small and then go from there, so it doesn't become overwhelming.
So you're in a town, pretty small town, north of Atlanta. What's your market? How do people find you? You do your blog for sure, get that. But how do people, is it just a neighborhood thing, or do you have people coming from a distance?
No, it's more local, and then just online. I think a lot of people, we've tried to make a lot of our resources available online, such as like the chickens course or gardening, you know, things and e-books and that sort of thing. Because, you know, nowadays it's nice with the internet, you can kind of be accessible to everyone in a way. So our goal was to try to create content for people to be able to learn where, you know, wherever they're from and apply it to them where they're at.
So this book that you've written for children, Percy's Big Adventure, what's that story and what does it teach? Who's the audience, obviously, is children, although sometimes we're all big kids and we enjoy these sorts of things. I love reading this sort of thing to my grandson, who's fascinated with what's going on the farm. So what inspired this? Who's Percy?
Percy is actually one of our alpacas here on the farm, and he was just one of the alpacas. And, you know, the animals teach us so many things every day, just going out there and feeding them and interacting with them. You can learn a lot of patience and social interaction skills just by watching the animals. So I have that my little daughter now, Ava, and I thought it would be fun for her as she grew up, for there to be a book that she could read that would be, you know, from her farm. So it just teaches life lessons, you know, about being patient and kind and loving. And it kind of just follows little Percy as he goes around and says hi to all the animals. And it's just a fun way to learn things through the story of an animal. And it's got pretty pictures and all that.
I'm looking at a picture of Percy. I'm trying to figure out what Percy is. What kind of an animal is Percy?
He's an alpaca. Like a fluffy, which is kind of like a llama, but it's...
Yeah. We have some. I've never been around alpacas. The old farm I used to live on that I sold a few years ago, the people that bought it put some alpaca on, and they have wool all over the place, big bags of what they've sheared off of the alpaca this year. It's more valuable than regular wool, is it not, the alpaca?
Yeah, wool? We do that. Yeah, we shear them once a year. And then you can process the wool and the fiber and sell it. And, it's just another kind of cool element to having alpacas. They're one of the only animals that are not used for their meat on a farm.
Yeah.
So many other animals, you know, even the sheep are used for wool and meat, but the alpaca is just used for its fiber. So that's kind of a fun thing we enjoyed. And we have some of them, and they're cute.
Well, they are. There are a lot of animals that are kind of cute. And then there's Buddy. Buddy looks like he'd be my buddy if he were on my farm. Tell us about Buddy.
Yes, Buddy is our miniature donkey. He was our first donkey, and he was by himself, and he was very feisty and would chase us, and he wasn't the best donkey till we got him a friend. That's one thing with animals I think we don't realize when we started is they need to have a friend of their own kind. You know, animals, kind of like we need a friend, you know. So once we got Chili the donkey, Buddy and Chili are the best friends. They just run around together all day.
All right, so how do we sign up? How do we get a copy of this book, Percy's Big Adventure? How do we get the course on raising chickens? How do we become a part of Azure Farm if you're interested in going down the path that has been now life-changing for Annette? How do we do that?
Go to my website, azurefarmlife.com. Right on the homepage, there's where you can click on the How to Raise Chickens course, and then in the menu, you'll see the book. And then daily, I'm on Instagram. If your audience is on Instagram, just at Azure Farm, I post daily videos and things all week.
There's a lot of stuff here. You can spend a week reading through all the stuff that you have. Azure Farm, A-Z-U-R-E, farmlife.com. Annette Thurman, thank you for being here and telling us your story. Congratulations. Best of luck. I hope that you thrive there on the farm in Georgia. Thanks for being here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Past the hour. Now, Happy New Year from the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, reminding those of you every week we seem to have a new station or two, which is kind of cool. Makes me feel like what we're doing here is a positive approach to helping farmers all around the country. Stations in every circumstance you could possibly think of are carrying this program because it is finding an audience that is intrigued about food, farm and family. We do have that foodfarmfamily.com website as well, which we offer as a public service to help people understand what's been recalled, what the day is all about food-wise. Very helpful. I hope you'll find it at foodfarmfamily.com. Meanwhile, on the American Family Farmer, our AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com website has new programs in it every week. As a matter of fact, the most recent one is an interview of the fellow that runs, the story of the fellow who runs Malabar Farm, which is the story is written by a lady who is focused on sustainable agriculture. This farm has become sort of the place that people go who are researching history of organic farming, sustainable agriculture, that sort of thing. This Malabar Farm subject of this book has been focused on a lot. I've talked to the people from the farm, but it's a good program that's, again, focused on what you can learn about what other people are doing on their farm, which is the object lesson of the American Family Farmer. During this portion of the program, I tend to go off on a toot about something that I've seen or something that I've experienced on my farm, and the focus here for the next couple of minutes, I think, comes under the heading of crafting a strategy that works for using social media, especially YouTube. So a lot of, for example, farmers' wives, you got a young family, you have to stay home. Sometimes I've noticed a lot of family farmers are homeschooling their children. So at any rate, the farmers that started in 2020 with the process of schooling their children at home and then trying to figure out how you market your products at a time actually when we all did better, frankly, during one of the bright spots about the pandemic and those years were the number of people that came to our farms. They discovered when there's no groceries in the store that they came to our farms. Now, you've found that that part of your experience worked. New people are coming all the time. But how do you go out and use social media and really grab those people who are out there who want you? There was a recent Penn State Extension webinar which focused on growing with social media. They talked about Google and Facebook. And matter of fact, they had somebody who was a digital coach from Google there. The information that was shared, 2 billion users watch 1 billion hours of video every day. And people going to YouTube are especially interested in shopping. 70% of the people who use YouTube say they purchase a brand after encountering it, watching a video about it on YouTube. That is amazing. So where do you begin is the question. The basics, obviously, you got to set up a Gmail account. You have to name your channel. I have one, for example, Doug Steffen TV. I don't have any farm stuff. I probably should. But for your, this is so easy. You can use your phones as movie cameras, take all kinds of pictures and videos of what's going on the farm, what you're trying to sell, and you post them on YouTube. Getting an account, as I said, is pretty easy. Sometimes a Facebook, you can do a Facebook video as well. Now, I'm no Sharpie. you can probably tell that by listening to me in terms of using social media. But I'm fortunate to have people around me who know how to do it. And frankly, the days of needing professional camera setups, that's good because you don't need them. All you need is that smartphone, record the processing of whatever's going on, dairy, veggies, beef, and you can put them up through platforms like the iCloud. And so, you know, do yourself a favor. You can go online to any one of your National Farmers Union, American Farm Bureau Federation. They have links to places that will help you create a business story, which you need to do. Highlight your business. Highlight the farm. Highlight your product. Highlight your service. Explain the benefits of your product. Detail how it works. Show how to solve problems. That's what it's all about. So craft a winning strategy for your farm by using social media. The video stuff on YouTube and Facebook, very, very effective. That's what I think. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.